Hi guys. How are you today? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys don't look so gloomy. It's not that bad. Why are you looking so sad? All right. So since we're a small group, we're going to go around and introduce ourselves. Those are the perks of having a small group. So we're going to start on my... What's this? You did that on purpose. Oh, okay. Oh, funny man, huh? All right. Are you sure you want to start it with me? Anyway, it's okay. It's fine. I'll sit. All right, so start with my right. Go for it. Who? Okay, let me have the mic so everyone can hear. Okay.
My name is Kazanga.
How old are you?
14.
Okay. My name is Alice.
How old are you?
14.
Okay.
My name is Bracey Kong.
We didn't hear. But Nishu, when you are shouting with your friends, hey, at camp, I'll just be, hey, quiet. I want to hear your voice.
My name is Bracey Kong.
Okay, how old are you?
14.
All right, next.
My name is Lauren Mapeza.
Uh-huh. Just your first name. We won't remember your last name. Your name is?
14.
Huh?
14.
Your name? Your name is
Noreen.
14. Noreen?
Yes.
Okay, Noreen is 14. Next.
My name is Theo.
Theo?
Yes.
How old are you?
14.
14?
Wapalwa.
Uh-huh.
13.
13?
My name is Job.
Huh?
Job.
Job?
Yes.
Okay, how old are you?
14.
14?
Swilanji.
Swilanji, how old are you?
13.
13. Okay, next.
My name is Joshua.
Joshua? How old are you?
I'm 13.
13, next.
My name is Chileshe.
Chileshe, okay. How old are you?
I'm turning 14 this year.
You're turning 14 this year, all right.
My name is Jaden.
Jaden, how old are you?
I'm 14.
14, go for it.
Priscilla.
Priscilla, how old are you?
13.
13, okay. Yes.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, also known as?
Liz.
Liz.
13.
How old are you?
Turning 14.
Turning 14. Okay. Next.
Loretta.
Loretta. How old are you, Loretta?
13.
13. Next.
My name is Sipo.
Sipo. All right. How old are you?
14.
14.
My name is Mwandi.
Mwandi. How old are you?
13.
13. Next.
My name is Muvanga.
Muvanga. How old are you?
14.
14.
My name is Bernadette.
Bernadette?
14.
14.
My name is Daniel Banda.
Daniel, how old are you?
I'm turning 15 this year.
You're turning 15.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
My name is Juliet.
Juliet?
14.
You're 14?
My name is Tavo.
Who?
Tavo.
Tavo?
13.
13, okay. There are some this side.
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Okay, next.
My name is Sean.
How old are you?
14.
Okay.
My name is Chimwema.
Chimwema, how old are you?
14.
Okay, 14. Now, I have something for you guys. So, I need you to give me 6 names. People mention their names. If you can give me 6 names, just 6 names, I'll give you 50 kwacha. 6 names, now leaders, no. 6 names and their ages, ka? Don't just, and I'll give you, I'll give you 50 kwacha. Who wants to go? You have to be sure, yeah? At the honor of the name, what do you mean? Okay, ha, Noreen, I like you. So you have to say, don't just give me names. I need some, huh? Yeah, sure. You have to point and say, that is Shani, that, and that their age. Huh? So, why must you even lie? Why? Okay, so Theo, who is 14. Yes, because I know. He's going to give me, how many names did I say? 6. With their ages, and you have to give me, they have to point at them. You just can't start saying, hey, Shani, hey, Shani, hey, Shani. Hello, you need to mix it up. You just can't do guys, because, yep. All right, go for it.
Okay, Kazanga. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Who's Kazanga? You have to point.
So do this. Come and do
this. Yeah.
Okay. Relax. This is our classroom, so feel free, huh?
Yes, he's 14.
Okay, Kazanga 14. Uh-huh. Next. Not your friend.
No.
Because I know he's your friend. No. Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's one. Next.
Jaden.
Ah, you know Jaden, sir.
No. I don't know the guy.
How old is Jaden?
He's turning 15 this year.
Okay.
Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
She's 13.
She's what?
13.
You... Elizabeth. Next.
He's Daniel.
Uh-huh.
He's turning 15 this year.
Uh-huh. Next. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Let me... Okay.
No thinking. Time out. Time. No, you can't think. Here, there's no thinking. Four. Ten. Next. Ha. Yeah. Next. No. Hey, let me hold the 50 kwacha. So, you've seen 50 kwacha in your life. Like... stop asking. All right. Alice, you put up your hand. Let's see. Give me six. Name and age. Walk around quickly. Ella, I want fast. I don't waste time. So in two minutes, give me my names. Go.
Lorraine.
How old is he?
14.
Okay, next. Hold the mic to your mouth. Kaidi starting. Next.
No, if you know.
We don't know. Tell us his name.
Job.
Uh-huh.
14.
Okay, next. Go for it.
This one. I don't know.
not Liz. Okay, forget about Liz. Everybody knows Liz.
This one.
Uh-huh.
Benedict.
Uh-huh.
14.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Juliet.
Uh-huh.
14.
Uh-huh. Two more. Five. No, we've ignored the list. Five, four, three, two, one, zero. Sit down. Huh. This 50 kwacha. Hello. What can you do with this 50 kwacha? Hello, things, hey. You should do it. Should do it. How badly do you want this 50 kwacha? How badly? You want it, ka? Yes. Why should they listen to such guys? Share the money, no? Lord, I don't know. Okay. At your pledge. Yay! Have you seen this girl trying to manipulate at her building fund pledge? Okay. Liz, you're smart, but too smart for me. All right. What's your name? Muvanga. Okay, Muvanga, go for it.
Sean, you're 14, Kazanga, you're 14. What?
These are your friends. These are your friends. Don't try and be smart with me.
We're not brothers.
Imwe.
I don't know you.
He's denied you.
I don't know you.
No? Muwanga, I've been around for a very long time. Don't try and be sharp with me. I want people you don't know. Not the people you came with here or in your squad. Look, he's denied you. See, busy picking. See.
I don't know Sean. You think. Sean, do we know each other?
Okay. Those two have removed them. Okay, Sean, one. I've removed Kazanga. Don't be funny. Hey, time.
Elizabeth, yeah, 13.
Liz, we've removed her. Everyone knows Liz. Yes.
You're 14. See, you're 14.
Who is?
I think you're Priscilla. You're 13.
Alice,
you're 14.
Are you counting?
That's five.
That's four, my dear. Don't be funny. Hurry up.
Jordan.
Who is? I thought it. Are you sure? Jordan.
Yes,
Jordan Mono. Oh. Guys, anybody? Jordan Mono.
Yes.
Hey. My brother. My brother. No. 5, 4, 3.
He's turning 15.
What's his name? Mwanga, sit down. Okay, sit down. Sit down. You failed. All right. Juliet. She's the last one. If Juliet fails, we're moving on. Come on. In five, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Kazanga is 14.
Uh-huh. Ah, wait, these ones have been mentioned. Juliet, try someone else. These two have been mentioned. So you're starting from one, ne?
What's Blessings is huh? 14.
Okay, uh-huh.
Lorraine, she's 14.
Uh-huh. Ah, well, everyone has done job, even no job is. Try someone else. Uh-huh.
Priscilla.
Ah, we already did Priscilla. Uh-huh. You thought this 250 quarter is going to come easy.
Mwandi. She's 14.
Uh-huh.
Bernadette. She's 14.
Uh-huh.
Daniel. He's turning 15 this year.
Uh-huh.
Chimwemwe.
How can you be like that? How? How can you be like that, surely? Uh-huh. How
Chimwemwe is 14.
Uh-huh. How many? Hey! Give it up for Juliet. Juliet, your 50 quarter. So, Juliet, all those people you mentioned, you should share with them. I'm just saying. You buy them a sweet. Mwandi, it's your money. You've won it. It's up to you. All right, guys. Okay, awesome stuff. Okay, so today I'm here to talk about something. So stay tuned. You might win a 50 kwacha. So come for impact. You just never know. Might buy you some talk time. But I don't know. Do you have phones, you guys? You have cell phones, eh? Oh, okay. You know, when I was your age, there were cell phones, but...
was what?
Nokia. Motorola, mommy. Something that looked like a brick. Endangered your life. Okay, all right. So today we're going to start a series. And this series is called Underestimated. Do we have the part? Hello? Chimwemwe. Who is it? Chimwemwe? Is it Sean? All of them. Just because you didn't win the 50, don't take it out on me, you know? I was just doing my, you know, my civic duty. All right, anyway. This series is called Underestimated. You guys, I please again encourage you, come with a notebook, right? You won't always remember what I say or what any other speaker will say, but you will at least have somewhere you can write. I know you can write. You write in school, isn't it? So, okay, cool. So we're looking at our series. It's called Underestimated. Do you guys need some help? You got it? Okay. All right. So it's called Underestimated. Now, anyone quickly, before they put the slide, anyone define for me the word underestimated? Define it for me. Just quickly. Yes, Liz.
Like, it's understand.
The estimation that is under.
No.
Of course. Oh, Manzi.
No, like there's a standard that you should be measured by, but you're being underestimated under your power.
Mm.
No,
okay.
It's in my head.
It's in your head, huh? Okay. Anyone else? Don't just wait. Anyone else? Definition? It's okay. Don't feel shy. Don't feel shy.
You don't know.
Anyone? Underestimated? Have you heard that word before? Huh? Have you heard the word before, you guys? Okay, Kazan, let's try.
To doubt someone.
Okay, to doubt someone. Okay, that's good. Anyone else? That's a good... Anyone want to try? You just want me to remove another 50 quarter. I'm not removing another 50 quarter. Anyone else? Noreen, okay. She does not mean sure. Anyway,
Thinking as of low value of someone or something.
Okay, thinking of what?
thinking as of low value. Thinking low value of someone.
Okay, all right. So the definitions I found from Google, because I didn't want to pretend. Now the first one is, okay, there we go. So, to estimate something to be smaller or less important than it really is, to regard someone as less capable than they really are. Anyone ever been underestimated in this room? Anybody? All righty. Can you give me an example, anyone, where you were underestimated? You all raised your hand, so you must say something. Come on. Theo, and then Wapalwa. Yes, so Theo and then Wapalwa.
Okay, at school, yeah, I was playing soccer. Okay, we didn't start, and I was big class. And I scored a hat trick.
Come on. Yeah, I can see you are feeling yourself even.
Yeah. And I got the number 9 position for school team.
Come on. Fantastic. So they picked you last. They even scored a hat trick. I'm sure you just were feeling nice. Hey? You didn't feel nice? Hey, I would feel nice. Okay. Okay, cool. Wapalwa, right? Yes, okay.
My parents.
Right, they underestimated you.
Yeah.
This is typical of parents. Like, they do that all the time. Oh, my gosh.
No, the grade 9 exam, they thought I was going to fail.
And then?
I passed.
Surprise! Congratulations, by the way. Anyone write grade 9 exams? Grade 9, as in you wrote. You wrote, you passed? Yeah? You don't know? I'm sure you passed, though. All right. Anyone else who's been underestimated? Jaden, go first.
The first time I tried to drive.
First time you?
Tried to drive.
Uh-huh.
My dad underestimated that I couldn't.
That you could do it, but you did. So you can drive?
Yes.
Fantastic. Well done. Good for you. All right. Okay. Anybody ever... Let me tell you a story about exams. This was my grade 12 exams, and my dad also underestimated my ability to pass because me, I used to, you guys, school, I used to play. I'm not saying you should play. Don't do that, but I used to play a lot. And so when the results came, you know, the hype with your friends, people are calling you, hey, have you gotten your results? Have you gotten your results? I'm like, no, I haven't. By the time I called the school, they had knocked off. So I was like, okay, fine. Then my dad, what did my dad do? He came in the evening, he didn't say anything. The next morning, he woke me up really early before he went to work. And then he says, you know, did you get your results? And I'm like, no, I'll get them today. And then he's like, I got them for you. And then he threw an envelope across the table. And he told my brother, go and get my gun. Guys, I said crying. He's like, open it. And he was pissed, you know. Open it. I'm just like, shh. It's over for me. And then I opened the envelope. And then I found the card and money. I was happy. He was very happy. I passed my exams. I got an A in physics. So I think that's pretty. Don't ask me about my other results. But I passed. And it was great. Okay. All right. Anybody ever underestimated somebody? You've underestimated someone. You thought that, they can't do it. I'm sure we've all underestimated someone. Anybody underestimate other than Liz? Anyone? You've underestimated someone. You thought, no, they can't. It's not possible. And then they shocked you. Or are you feeling shy because you judged them? Okay, Liz, share with us. Wait for the mic. Okay.
Does it have to be like in a good way?
No.
Because you can underestimate someone of not being good, but then you can underestimate someone of being bad.
Okay, go for it. Share your story.
My principal and my daughter, which is also like a co-principal, they underestimated them on how badly they would treat me.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that they still think I'm not capable of doing that. So I underestimated them of how far they'll keep pushing me to do unnecessary stuff.
Okay, so you thought they would be nicer, but they turned out to be worse. Okay, all right. Anyone else ever underestimated some? Yes, Zoe?
I've underestimated myself with an exam that I kept failing.
Uh-huh.
When I wrote it, I was writing knowing that I failed it. And then results came out and I passed really well.
Okay. All right. Okay, so cool. So at some point in our lives, we've either been underestimated, where people think we can't do something. Maybe our parents or our siblings or our friends or here at Impact or at school, or we have underestimated someone or something and thinking that they can't do this, and yet they shock us that they can. Well, in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, Paul says this to Timothy, and he's speaking to Timothy, and he says, is that my phone? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's Mika? Yeah. Anyway, 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, it says, let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example to those who believe. The Passion Translation says this. It says, don't be intimidated by those who are older than you. Simply be an example they need to seek by being faithful and true in all that you do. Speak the truth and live a life of purity and authentic love as you remain strong in your faith. So, anybody ever been intimidated by someone older than them? I know I have. I know I intimidate some of you. It's okay. I still love you, and you know I love you. I know I can be intimidating, and I know I have been intimidated by those who are older than me. Sometimes if you're new at a school, you are intimidated by maybe the seniors, or even the teacher, because there are those teachers who are extra. You know, anyone have an extra teacher? I had extra teachers, like my geography teacher was extra, Mr. Malambo. He was really, really, really extra. Who else was extra? My teacher of French was also very, very extra. But here Timothy is saying this to you guys. And one of the things I want you guys to take away from this series is this. You are an influencer. It doesn't matter how old you are. You may be 14, you may be 13. The fact of the matter is you are an influencer, and you can be either a negative influence or a positive influence. How many of you, you're not back in school yet, right? Okay, some of us are. So let's just say officially everybody is back in school tomorrow. How many of you won't last the week without being on the noisemakers list? You even know. The week won't end. Come on, thank you, Liz, for your honesty. Thank you, thank you. Be real, just be honest. Come on, huh? You won't make it until the end of the week. You will be on the noisemakers list or some form of punishment at school. You then know. Come on, just, you know. All right. Really? Wow. Oh. Okay. So, when I went to Roma Girls in grade 8, it hadn't even been 2 weeks. I was already slashing. By the time I left Roma Girls, I was a professional slasher. I'm telling you, I can slash. I'm good. I don't even get blisters. That's how much I am good at slashing. Now, you can either be a positive influence or you can be a negative influence. And here Paul is saying, be a positive influence. Now, how many of us want to be respected by the adults in our lives? Like, you just want them to just kind of give you some respect. I know I do. Exactly. We want them because, you know, they always look at you and they think you can't say anything, you've got nothing important to say, just keep quiet, hey, you, Shani, and then they bring, hey, your generation, hey, oh. And, you know, when you do something, they bring something you did like 4 years ago. That's why, you know, when you were two, you say, I can't even remember what I did when I was two. Give me a break. All right? But here Paul is saying, look, don't be intimidated by those who are older than you. Instead, be an example that they can see. You see, talk is cheap. Anyone can talk. I can talk. Today I can say, no, I've stopped doing this. I won't do this again. Shani. Talk is cheap. Instead, if you want the adults in your life to respect you, if you want them to take you seriously, you need to act serious. So don't talk. Just act serious. If they ask you to do something, then do it. By your example, they will see that you are being faithful and you are true. Here's the other thing. Speak the truth. Don't lie. Anybody lied recently? Anyone told a lie? It's okay. Be honest. I'm not asking what lie you told. Just, anybody lie recently? Yeah, I know. Me too. These leaders, fake, holy, you lied. Just here, you've lied even. Okay? Now, again, we can't be people of influence if we tell lies. We can't be people of influence. Now, again, you decide. You either want to be someone of positive influence or you want to be someone of negative influence. Anyone want to be a negative influencer here? It's okay. It's okay. May I accept you just as you are? Negative influence? Negative? Negative? All right. All of you want to be positive influence? Okay. So there's certain things that you need to do. So we're going to look at four things real quick, and then you get into small group discussion. There's four things we're going to look at. So we want to look at words, conduct, faith and love, and purity. So there's four areas that you guys can be an influence. And where you've been underestimated, you can go back to school and be that positive influence. So the first one is your words. Your words. Watch what you say about others and yourself. Proverbs 18 verse 21 from the Passion Translation says, "Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. And the talkative person will reap the consequences." Watch what you say. What do you say about yourself? What do you say about yourself? How many of us have been told negative things by people? Like someone says something mean and, you know, you've taken it. Anybody? Anybody? Okay. So, some of us have been made fun of by our friends. We've been told we're fat. Maybe you've been told you're dark. You've got a big head, small nose, big ears, small eyes. You want to say the person? Hey. Okay. All right. Oh, but she's not here to defend. The person has to be in the room. So the rule of thumb is if you're going to say something, you have to be in the room. She's not in the room, okay? But yeah. But how many of us have had our siblings, like brother, sister, say something mean to you? And you've kind of like taken it. I know I have, okay? Yeah, and does it hurt? It does, right? It makes you feel uncomfortable. And then every time they make fun of you and remind you about that. But the truth is, how many of us have done that to someone? Like at school, maybe your friends are making fun of someone and you've even joined the squad. Or you are the ringleader of laughing at your friends. Now hear what the scriptures say. And it's not a joke, you guys. It's true. Your words are so powerful, they can kill or give life. So you want to watch what you say. What you say about others and what you say about yourself. If someone has told you that you are not smart, today I'm telling you, you are smart. Now, you know, the thing is, smart is different. I can be, like, for example, I was terrible. When I tell you terrible, I was terrible at math. As in, I once got a zero in math. If you've never gotten a zero, I have. As in, I wrote the test. The paper came 0 out of 25. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I got 0. And then they told me, you can't take physics because your math is bad. And I refused. I was like, no. I that's not true. And I said, I told my teacher, I said, give me just one term in the physics class, and if I don't do well, then you can kick me out. And he said, okay. And when we wrote our physics test, I was the second highest in the class. So I may suck at math, I'm not smart in math, but doesn't mean I'm not smart in physics or chemistry or biology or English. So you can't put me in a box. So don't let anyone put you in a box. Okay? Now, do you have to work hard in school generally? You must. But don't feel you're less than because you're not good at one particular thing. Because we're not good at everything. That's not how God made us. We are good at specific things. Okay? So, watch what you say about yourself. If somebody told you you're ugly, please don't believe it. Go ask them if they made anyone. Just go ask them. Just go ask them. Have you ever made a human being you okay? You. Have you made a human being? If they answer you yes, then ask him, show me the human being that you have made. Nobody has made anybody. The only one who has created us is God. And scripture says you were created in God's image, which means God got his heavenly mirror. He looked at himself. And he said, you know what? I'm going to make Sombo. Yep. Because she's made in my image. He looked in the mirror and he created you. But remember, that person you don't like at school, that person that irritates you, that person that you bully, God got his heavenly mirror, looked at himself, and he created them. So watch what you say. All right? Okay. Next. Your conduct. Conduct is, what's another word for conduct? Anyone? Conduct? Behavior. How do you behave? Some of you are sitting here just looking all humble, quiet, shiny. And then if I just showed up at your school, guang, 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 what would they say about you? If I showed up at your home, what would they say about you? In your neighborhood, if I went and said, do you know Priscilla? And then people were like, oh yeah, Priscilla, that girl, shiny. I'm like, hey, Priscilla, hey. Oh my gosh, she even comes to church. Your conduct. What's your behavior like? Colossians, in the message, he says this. Paul is saying, use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. Another thing Paul is saying, don't go around throwing shade. I know it's fashionable these days to throw shade. It's fashionable to make fun of people. It's a worldly fashion. It's not a Christ-like fashion. Remember, your words have power. How many of you have gone home and cried because of something someone said? Like it really, really hurt you. Your friends were throwing shade. They were throwing shade. They were throwing shade. How many of you have gone home and cried? And nobody knows what happened. Now, for those of us who like to throw shade, come on, put up your hand if you've gone home and cried. Like, just okay. Let's be real. Even I, you know, I think I've said something. Now, for those of us who like throwing shade, I want you to look around the room. That could be someone in this room. And that's not right. And there are other people who are Christians or non-Christians, and they want to know God, but we're the ones who stop them from knowing God because of our behavior. Because we say Jesus is good and he's kind and he's loving. And we say we are Christians like Jesus. But our behavior says other things. And so people are like, no, I don't want to know this Jesus. Because I met Jaden, who's a Christian, and he was throwing shade and he hurt me. How is your conduct? What's your behavior like? Think of it. Remember that scripture says, be a what? Be an example by how you conduct yourself. Number three, faith and love. Faith and love. This one is called the golden rule or the greatest commandment, something like that. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 39, the Passion says, love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. This is the greatest and supreme commandment. And the second is like it in importance. You must love your friend the same way you love yourself. Anybody love themselves here? Okay. Some of us have a hard time loving ourselves, and it's okay. The more you get to know God, the more you have a love for yourself. But God says, Jesus actually says, you need to love God. You need to have a love for God. Anyone create themselves here? Did you do anything to get yourself here? Anyone? Did you like think about yourself and then you were born? I will exist. Bam, you're here. No. Who created us? God. And he desires to have... How many of us are in main service today? Main service? You're in main service? We're listening to Pastor Benjamin now. He talks about how we read the Bible so that we can know God, so we can know ourselves. God says who we are. And how we can relate with others. And so we're supposed to have this love relationship with God. And you see, you guys, the most beautiful thing you can do is seek a love relationship with God right now. it will save you a world of trouble. But there's another thing, and it's equal. Love others. Have a love for others. You are here at Impact. You know, I don't believe there's this thing of squads and cliques and journey. I don't believe in that. Because the problem with being in a squad, it means you separate others. Some of us come from very wealthy homes where we can afford to have anything we want. And we thank God for that blessing. Some of us come from homes where every day is a struggle. And we thank God for His grace that takes care of you. But you see, when we are Christians, we are all the same. There is nothing like you live in Kablonga and it makes you better than the person who lives in Ngombe. We're all the same. And God requires for you to demonstrate that. You see, Jesus died for everybody. Not somebody, but everybody. He died for you, He died for me, He died for you, He died for you, He died for you, He died for you. He died for everyone. And so everyone deserves our love. Okay? The last one, purity. Purity. Your body is a vessel of worship. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he says, you know the old saying, first you eat to live, then you live to eat. Well, it may be true that the body is only a temporary thing. But that's not excuse. That's no excuse for stuffing your body with food or indulging it with sex. Since the master honors you with a body, honor him with your body. You guys, your bodies are precious. So watch what you put in your body and watch what you allow around your body. Be very, very careful. Now, if I'm going to be real, some of us have already been introduced to stuff that we should not be looking at. Am I lying? Am I lying? In fact, maybe you guys know more about sex than I do because of the influence that you get at school. But Paul is saying, be different. God gave you His body. And as a Christian, your body belongs to Him. So, ladies in this room, don't be letting just a young man come to touch you. In fact, shout at him a lot. Say, hey, excuse me, do you know me? Gentlemen in this room, honor the ladies. Honor them. You know, scripture says, you must treat the ladies like your sisters. Do you look at your sister like, that's pretty gross, right? Like, really, it's really gross. Well, every single woman in this room is your sister. Therefore, you ought to honor her, which means while your friends and your cliques or your people at school or even at home, they are looking at women like, you need to remember, she is my sister in Christ. And ladies, they are your brothers in Christ. So how you dress is important. Don't dress in a way that will cause your brother to be like, All right? Amen? So let's go back to that scripture in 1 Timothy. I think it was slide number 3, guys, over there. Slide number 3. That's number 3? Is that number 3? Go to number 4, the next one. Okay, so he says, be an example that they need to see. Be an example that your parents need to see. If they ask you to do something, that's not the time to be sassing and having attitude and rolling your eyes and sulking like the whole world has fallen apart. No, that's the time to be obedient. Don't lie to your parents. Don't lie to your friends. Be an example. And I trust you. You know what? I can even bet $5 million. You be an example. I can bet you $5 million today. So today is the, what's today? The 13th of January 2019. At, according to my watch, 13:42. I can bet you $5 million that if you do exactly what Paul does, your parents will give you more privileges than you could ever imagine. But try and be funny, and you'll be on lockdown for the most part of your life. Amen? So be an example. Be an influence. Let people look at your life and think, wow, He's only 14. Wow. That's amazing. You know what? We'll give him more responsibility. Don't let anyone underestimate you. Instead, by your example, be the influence that God wants you to be. Amen? All right, let's pray, and then we'll get into our small groups. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Every eye closed, nobody looking at me. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you that you remind us in your word that just because we are young doesn't mean we cannot be of influence, Lord, to even our parents and our siblings and our friends at school and our teachers and our family. And so I pray, Lord God Almighty, that you give us the grace to be the influence that we need to be. Now, before I end, every eye closed, nobody looking. You see, God gives grace to those in his family. Grace to be an influence. Now, if you're here and you've never asked Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior, and what do I mean by that? Is if you died today, are you certain and for sure that you will go to heaven? Because every believer knows that they would go to heaven. They've accepted. You prayed a prayer and said, Lord Jesus, accept me into you. I accept you in my life. If you've never prayed that prayer before, I want to invite you today to do that. Or if you're saying, look, I've lived a life that honestly, I have not been the influence I need to be. In fact, yes, I accepted Jesus Christ, but I've just been doing my own thing, living my own life, and I really don't care about others. But you know what? Today, I want to come home and make things right with God. If you relate to any of those two examples, just raise your hand so I can pray with you today. Is there anyone? All right. And then if you are going through any situation and you need someone to talk to you or to pray with you, it can be about your personal life or something that's happening at home, we have leaders here who are well able to pray with you and journey with you. Is there anyone that needs some prayer, wants to talk to someone about, if you're struggling with sin and you've tried everything that you can and you just don't know how to stop, there is a leader here who wants to talk to you and pray with you about it. Is there anyone right now? Anybody? Anybody? Don't leave this place without getting the help that you need. Thank you for that hand. Is there anyone else? Every eye closed, nobody looking. Is there anyone else? And you're saying, I find it really hard. I'm struggling, Pastor Sombo, and I need some help. Is there anyone? We're here to pray with you, you guys. We love you, and that's why we're here. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone? Don't be afraid. Is there anyone? All right, Father, we thank you. Is there anyone? Keep your hand raised. Thank you for that hand. Keep your hand raised. The leader will be coming to you. Is there anyone else? You guys, God never wants us to go through things alone in our lives. He's placed people in our lives to pray with us and to help us. So is there anyone else before I pray? And if you feel like, you know, afterwards you think, no, I really do want to talk to a leader about it, just feel free to approach any of the leaders. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You guys, thank you very much for giving me your time. Yes, sir, you have a question? Okay, microphone. Zoe, come on.
My birthday is on Wednesday. And I'm turning 15.
Your birthday is on?
Wednesday.
Wednesday and you're turning?
15.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be going.
Relax. Okay. All right. No, we'll make sure we'll sing happy birthday for you. All right? We're super happy for you, Theo. Anyone else want to say something? Do you want to do small groups or can you do Q&A? Okay. Q&A. Anyone have a question? Liz, where are you going?
You guys, so this is an opportunity for you guys to ask Pastor Sombo or any of the leaders any questions.
If you have any questions about any, maybe something I said or anything else. Questions? No questions?
Okay, Sombo, focus on four things. Who can say what those four things are? Not for earthly rewards, but for heavenly rewards. Besides Liz. Liz, you'll get a chocolate one day. Anyone? Somebody right now, just now, mentioned four things.
You guys are cheating over there. Uh-huh. Alice, go first. Uh-huh. You can say one.
Words.
Okay, what about words?
Watch what you say.
Okay, all right. Awesome. Anyone else? You know what? Just hand the mic. What's your name?
Suilanji.
Suilanji, yes. What's the another thing? I'll just be pointing now. What was the other thing? Put your hand down. So there was words and okay, we'll come back to Suilanji. What's your name? Sipo. Sipo. Uh-huh. We talked about four things. You were here with us, yeah? Four things. So we talked about words. What was the other any of the other three? Pick.
Conduct.
Conduct. What about our conduct? What should we do? It's okay. Uh-huh. Okay, conduct. What's your name? Who? Chileshe. Okay, Chileshe. So we talk about words, conduct. What is the other one?
Love and faith.
Love and faith. Okay, so love and faith was talking about what? Do you remember? Uh-huh. You can tell us. Don't be intimidated. I'm just a regular chick. And these are just your brothers and sisters. One who's turning 15 on Wednesday. Even you on Wednesday. You must be bored, you must say. We would have also just passed you by. Okay. Uh-huh. So what about love and faith?
That you should love one another.
Okay, so we should love one another and love God. One more. Tabo.
Purity.
Okay, purity. And what do we want to do?
That our bodies are vessels of worship.
Alrighty. You wanted to say something? Huh? Said what you wanted to say? Oh, okay. Alright, cool.
I have a question for you guys. So, in terms of conduct, how will you conduct yourselves in a godly way that will draw people to God? School is about to open. So when you go to school, what ways are you going to conduct yourself as a child of God? Or how will you love another?
Another way, what are you going to stop doing? Because there are things that you know you do. What are you going to stop doing? Anybody? Anyone? Liz? What are you going to stop doing?
I can't stop.
You can't? Okay, anyone else? What are you going to stop doing? Job, what are you going to stop doing? That will help you conduct yourself in a godly way.
Can I hold the mic? I don't have anything.
You don't have anything? Hey, there are Christians in this room. They are Christians. I thank the Lord that you don't need to stop. I'm happy if you don't need to stop. Yes, blessings.
Stop making noise.
Okay, you stop making noise. That's good.
And being a bully.
Oh, may the Lord grace you for that. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with us. Amen. Anyone else? What are you going to stop doing? Chimamwe? Denying your name, huh? You stop denying your name? Stop denying your name. Anyone else?
I think eating in class.
Hey. Madam, eating in class. Ha, those are ninja moves. Wow. How do you even accomplish that?
You wanna try?
Okay. Anyone else? Benedict, right?
Stop hating teachers.
Stop?
Hating teachers.
Hating your teachers. Hey, Mwanzi, it's hard being a teacher. Like even me, Mwanzi, it's rough. I'm struggling. Anyone else? Anyone? Yes, Jaden?
I think I would try to stop being a noisemaker.
You will try to stop being a noisemaker. Okay, at least you are trying. We are happy for that. Chimwema wants to, other than forgetting his name or denying his name, what else will you stop doing?
Stop walking out when it's time for history.
Delinquents among us. I need to pray for you people. Hey! Your name?
My name?
Yes.
Joshua.
Joshua, okay, I would forget. Yes, Joshua, what will you stop doing?
Stop judging people.
Stop judging people, that's a good one, all right, okay. Anyone else? Anyone else? Kazang, what are you going to stop doing? Wait for the microphone.
Stop getting 100%.
Yeah. Okay, in terms of love, you know, we're told to love God, to love ourselves, and to love our friends. Our friends is everyone who is not you. So, who are you going to choose to love this coming week that you don't normally love?
I'm not talking about romantic love. Some of you think love. You think of now boyfriend, girlfriend. Ah, just being nice to them, gracious, helpful. Maybe it's someone everyone picks on. You know, well, who are you going to love this week? Huh? Okay, we are hearing. Seiko, you're not going to choose to love anyone this week. Wow, really? I don't know, these leaders.
Yes, my family.
All right, okay. Anyone else who are you going to choose to love? Sean, who are you going to choose to love this week? And then Noreen, right? Noreen. Yeah, Noreen or Noreen? Noreen. Rin? Rain. Lorraine. Oh, Lorraine. Okay. Huh, Sean?
Oh, some of my classmates.
Okay. How are you going to love them, Faith? I want to hear.
Oh, by helping them. Like, I have a friend of mine. He struggles in Agri, so I can help him.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Lorraine, how are you going to love someone this week? Yeah, Lorraine. Yeah, stop confusing me, Elizabeth.
My teacher.
Your teacher. How are you going to love your teacher? You're going to hug them? You know, just go and shock your teacher. Go and hug them tomorrow. Say, hello, teacher. All right, anyone else? How are you going to love this week? Julius? You're not going to love anyone this week? Huh? You love everyone? Oh, okay. What's your name? Remind me your name, please. Huh?
Wandy.
Wandy, okay. Who are you going to love this week?
My brother.
How are you going to love him?
I don't know.
You don't know?
But I'll try.
Okay, amen. Fantastic. All righty. So, Elanji, who are you going to love this week? Is he your younger brother or older brother?
Older brother.
Your older brother. The problem, eh? I can't even sense it in my spirit. Mandy, love him. It's not easy, but try and love him. Like today, just go and hug him. Try. Okay. All right. So, this week, we're each going to try and love someone. Before we close, I want us to pray for Zoe. Today is her last Sunday with us. She's going far away for some time, but she'll be back with us in July. Eh? She'll be back in July. Yeah, by then I'll be married. Come. Hey, are you saying yes or we are agreeing? Which one is it? You guys, you don't want to get married. You want to just stay here forever, as you guys are just going on in life. Oh, wait. All right, so let's pray for Zoe. She's been serving at Impact since when? Since 2015. She came very cheeky.
And illegally.
Yeah. There are so many things that Zoe did. The problem. But anyway, we love her. We love her. Let's pray for her. Father God, we just thank you for Zoe. Thank you for her heart of service. Thank you for her life, Lord. And even as she embarks on this journey, a new season for her life, Lord, we pray for grace, for wisdom, for strength, Lord. And thank you, Father, that she has favor with you and favor with man, Lord. Thank you that you will reveal yourself to her in a great and profound way, Lord, and that you supply all her needs according to riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for her life, and we are just excited for the great testimony that is her life's journey. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. With that, guys, we have come to the end of our service. Before I go, I want to share something. This is my hobby. My hobby is dry jokes. I love dry jokes. So I wanted to share with you guys a few of my favorite dry jokes. Okay? I don't care if you don't laugh. It's fine. But they are funny. All right. So the first one is, why did the skeleton hit the party solo? Anyone? Why did the skeleton hit the party solo? Yeah? Yeah. Because he had nobody to go with him. Nobody, get it? The skeleton had nobody. You know what? You're such a killjoy. Keep quiet. Ah. All right. Next one. What do clouds wear under their shorts? What do clouds wear under their shorts? Lightning. Wow. Anyone? Clouds? They wear thunder pants. Huh? No? Okay, wow. Yeah, tough crowd, you guys. Well, they are dry jokes. We are. All right, next. Why was the little strawberry crying? Why was the little strawberry crying? Anyone want to guess? Because his mom was in a jam. Pretty funny. Okay, what's brown and sticky? Not poop. That is a little bit funny. What is brown and sticky? Yes? No. Anyone else? Brown and sticky? Honey? No. Anyone else? A stick. Because a stick is brown. It's brown and it's a stick. You know? Stick. All right. What is red and smells like blue paint? What is red and smells like blue paint? Yeah, red paint. All right. What? This is the last one and we're done. Why are frogs so happy? Why are frogs so happy? Yes, sir? No. They eat whatever bugs them. All right. So stay tuned for the next edition of Dry Jokes by Pastor Sombo. You guys, thank you so much. You've been awesome. Hope to see you guys next Sunday. Have a great week. Chileshe and Theo's birthday is on Wednesday, so we may not be able to see them, but we wish them happy birthday in the spirit, and we'll sing happy birthday next Sunday. All right. Loretta, thank you so much for joining us. We hope to see you next Sunday. Love you all. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.